angel grieving. I will shine next to you. I'm your crazy thing. Nothing's new, it's all been done, but the time we share is just this moment. Look around and have some fun. I'm your crazy thing. Wish upon, wish upon, wish upon a star. Don't care.
Closing out that set from their debut release, Blues Hotel, we had Australia's Catch 23 with Half the Man. Before that, from their 2022 release, Winter's Coming, we had Florida's Bridget Kelly Band with Crazy Thang. And I got that set started off with the late, great Lonnie Mack and Long Way from Memphis from his 1985 Stevie Ray Vaughan produced Strike Like Lightning. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set, legendary vocalist John Mays would have turned 82 on Sunday. He was born April 23, 1941 in Dawson, Georgia. Raised in Georgia, he moved to Toronto in 1978 and quickly established himself as one of the voices of the Canadian blues scene. During a 3-decades-long career, he sang lead vocals for Fathead and shared lead vocal duties in Canada's blues supergroup, the Maple Blues Review. John Mays was nominated 16 times between 1997 and 2016 for Male Vocalist of the Year at the Maple Blues Awards, winning 5 times. In 2011, his solo debut, I Found a Love, was released on his 70th birthday. John passed away in December of 2016 after a long battle with pancreatic cancer at 76.
Democracy Now!, hosted by award-winning independent journalist Amy Goodman. Tune in to your daily progressive news, aired Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on CJSF.
From their live performance at Penetanguishene, Ontario, this is the Maple Blues Review featuring John Mays on lead vocals with their version of Fathead's Hard Times.
Take my seat. my brain.
Closing out that set from her 2022 release, Defined by Love. In honor of Earth Day, we had Miss Emily with Respect Your Mother. And I got that set started off with the Maple Blues Review, featuring John Mays on lead vocals with Hard Times from their 2008 live release at Twisted Pines, recorded in Penetanguishene, Ontario. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set, from Kamloops' Sabrina Weeks and Mike Hilliard, this is their updated version of Mr. Regret, featuring Sherman Tank Doucette on harmonica.
Falling.
Closing out that set from Finland's The Mudmakers, we had their new single, Hey Pretty Baby. And I got that set started off with Kamloops, BC's Sabrina Weeks and Mike Hilliard, featuring Sherman Tank Doucette on harmonica, with their updated version of Mr. Regret. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Taking us across the top of our first hour, it was 11 years ago Wednesday, April 19th, 2012, that the legendary Levon Helm passed away at 71. Born in Elaine, Arkansas, he was a gifted drummer and vocalist, as well as a mandolin, guitar, and bass player. A founding member of Ronnie Hawkins' The Hawks, Levon went on to co-found the band, which racked up 13 albums and 9 songs on 5 different Billboard charts, and were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1994. In 2008, they were awarded the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award. In the late 90s, Helm battled throat cancer, which would rob him of the voice that earned him a place on Rolling Stone magazine's 100 Greatest Singers of All Time at 91. In 2007, he completed a remarkable recovery, regaining his voice and releasing his first solo album in 25 years. Dirt Farmer went on to win the Grammy for Traditional Folk Album. His next album, Electric Dirt, released in 2009, won the Grammy in the newly created category Best Americana Album in 2010, And in 2011, he won again for Best American Album with his live release, Ramble at the Ryman. From Ramble at the Ryman, this is Levon Helm with his cover of Chuck Berry's Back to Memphis.
You know.